Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Joining me right now to talk about that, and also want to talk to him about what's been going on today within the NFL. He's a former president for the Marlins in Major League Baseball. He writes for CBS Sports HQ. He's got the Nothing Personal podcast I would recommend downloading as well. David Sampson joining me on CBS Sports Radio. David, always great to have you on the show. I actually saw you retweet earlier today the screen caps of some of these tweets from NFL players. I don't think you need to have had a background only in the NFL to have a take on this. I think as a former executive for a professional sports organization, you probably had all kinds of thoughts as you watched this play out, especially in light of the fact that baseball just went through something similar a few weeks back with negotiation. What were your thoughts as you watched this unfold today on social media?
Well, I knew this was coming. Everyone thought that Major League Baseball was the anomaly because of the arguments between the owners and the players. And I kept saying on Nothing Personal and on CBS Sports HQ that it's going to be the NFL's turn one day soon and also the NBA. And now it's starting with the NFL. And what they're doing is they're a little more organized than the Major League Baseball players were, where you had Trevor Bauer talking out and certain of the other players saying things, and it really wasn't a unified message until they came out with the statement that said, just tell us when and where. And the NFL Players Association seems to be taking a page from that book, starting with J.J. Watt. They put him out ahead last week saying, we want to play, and now they're continuing it today, coming from all different very high-profile players. The problem is, it's just empty words. It doesn't change the negotiation that has to happen between the owners and the players in the NFL. It doesn't sway the owners to give anything they weren't going to give. It doesn't help with public opinion because, again, that doesn't matter when it comes to this negotiation.
Yeah, that's. I want to ask you about the owner side on this thing, David, because these are, by and large, a bunch of very, very intelligent business people. And it's funny to watch people react to where we are right now with football as if they've somehow just been sitting on their hands for 4 months for no good reason. Like, they're just realizing this week that these things need to happen. I think these guys do things. There's a purpose to everything they do, including waiting till the last minute on something like this. What are your thoughts? What do you think the reasons are behind us being literally a week away from training camp starting, them mandating training camp start, and then there still being no parameters in place?
Yeah, this is just about money, as we like to say, and because the players aren't missing paychecks right now, but as soon as the season starts, that's when they start missing. And in order to start the season, you have to have some sort of preseason. But again, we're not up against the deadline, so people are mistakenly thinking, as in baseball, when there were no games by July 4th, everyone panicked, saying, how could there be these arguments? But that wasn't the real deadline. August 1st was always the deadline to start games, and we're going to beat that by, 8 days. So the NFL has time. They don't have to get to training camp on the 28th. They can try to get it done by then, but that's not the final deadline. But what the owners are doing is saying, all right, we're keeping the dates exactly as they were. but now you've got to come to the table and agree to exactly what we want when it comes to opt-outs, when it comes to secreting away part of their payroll and part of the money they would earn, because revenue is going to be down and that pain is going to be shared across all employees, including players.
Yeah, does that aspect of it make it easier or harder, or does it affect at all the difficulty of the negotiation, the part that you just talked about? Unlike baseball, where, you know, half of the negotiation is the players begging the owners to open the books in some way, in football, it's shared. The books are, you know, the books are essentially open. They're singing off the same sheet of music. How does that affect the negotiation when it comes time to figure out what the salary cap is going to be these coming seasons?
Well, that's why you're seeing the talk about health and safety protocols, right? So it's not a bait and switch. I don't want to go that far. But what you're seeing is the players saying, we have no idea what's happening with the health and safety. But what they're really saying is, we need some parameters if we want to opt out. If we're high risk and we opt out, do we get paid? If we're not high risk and we opt out, do we get paid? If the season is cut short, what happens to our guarantees and our roster bonuses and all the little things that are not necessarily spelled out in the collective bargaining agreement? Because during a pandemic, right, there's a different set of rules apply. No one's ever been through anything like this. Certainly no one in the league right now, and none of us really in the last 100 years. So all of it is just right now maneuvering and positioning by both sides. And I'm hoping that the NFL can just keep it a little less public than baseball. But that hope got dashed when the Twitter storm started today.
Yeah, it got real public today for sure. David Sampson joining me on CBS Sports Radio. Let's shift gears and flip over to baseball here, David. The coronavirus testing, we know that when the summer camp first started up, right around the 4th of July, there were all kinds of delays and issues with the timing of the testing. You know, we obviously hope baseball gets all those things smoothed over. But beyond that, the numbers have been, it seems like, very, very low in terms of the number of positives across both players and staff. What's been your general assessment so far of summer camp as pertains to the season, making it through as far as we can go maybe to a postseason here?
Well, I think it's a good sign that the negative tests have been at such a high percentage. But really, they're only out of the woods once the travel starts. So now you're seeing some teams travel to play exhibition games prior to the start of the season Thursday night in Washington at 7:08 p.m. And what will happen when all teams, there'll be 15 teams traveling at a time for 2- and 3-game series, in and out of hotels, on and off airplanes. And the question is, will the players and staff continue to be as vigilant as they've been, keeping themselves healthy and out of harm's way? And there's nothing to say other than wait to see. Everybody's fingers are crossed. Everyone's going to be as responsible as they can be. But let's not forget what Freddie Freeman said. Forget the fact that he was worried about dying when he had 104.5. The part of his statement that I thought was scariest was when he said that he did everything right. He didn't leave the house. They followed the protocols. They were completely quarantined, and somehow he got COVID-19. I think that's a lesson that you have to do everything you can, but after that, it's going to take a little bit of luck. And so the hope is that baseball can get through 3 months, including travel, and be able to play all the games.
Yeah, and Freddie Freeman's a big name in the sport, obviously, and his story, you're right, it was a pretty harrowing story of his dealing with the coronavirus. I'm curious, David, are you surprised? I think the last number I saw was 14, the total players that have opted out for the season. Are you surprised that there haven't been more players who've opted out?
No, because when you are a player, the owners were really smart. They negotiated a provision that said you can opt out, no problem. But if you're not high risk, not only are you not going to get paid, but you're not going to get service time. And in baseball, service time is gold. That you need service time to become arbitration eligible, which is how you get big pay raises, and then you need more service time to become a free agent. So the opt-outs generally that you're seeing are from veteran players who are in the middle of long-term deals, who realize that they still have money coming, like David Price has 2 years left, $64 million. Buster Posey has another year left at $21 million. So they're saying to themselves, hey, I can sit out, I can be as cautious as I want to be, and I know that I'm okay. Where a younger player, even taking Aaron Judge, while, you know, he was due to make $8 million, so prorated he's making much less, But the reality is that he wants to keep getting through arbitration to get to free agency.
Yeah.
Or a Mookie Betts. There's no way he was going to opt out because then he'd be delaying free agency by a year. And we saw a Cincinnati Reds pitcher who we had with the Marlins named Anthony Descalfani, who said, my wife's pregnant, but I'm going to be a free agent, so I can't afford to opt out because I don't want to be a year older when I'm a free agent. He was super honest about it, and that tells the story.
Yeah, no doubt. David Sampson joining me on CBS Sports Radio. We got about a minute, David. Last one before I let you go. Just as a fan watching baseball, is there a certain, as we watch summer camp unfold here, knowing what the game is going to look like, you know, with no fans in the stands and things like that, is there any certain part of the game that as you get ready for 2020 here that you're gonna miss or that kind of bums you out as you're getting ready to watch it?
Well, no, I worked for the Marlins, so it was my fault, but I didn't have a lot of fans at games, so when I see empty stands in the background, I just sort of have memories. But I think what I'm looking for more is what's going to be with the quality of play, and I think that it's going to take a little longer than people think for the players just to be ready to go on Thursday or Friday because they're not getting enough exhibition games or enough at-bats or enough innings pitched. So I think you're going to see some strange performances. Some teams not do well that you thought were going to do well. Some teams do well who thought they weren't going to do well. So it's very hard to predict what's going to happen during this season.
Other than that, a lot of people are going to be watching, I think, for sure. Everybody's ready for sports to come back. David Sampson, you can get him on Twitter at David P. Sampson, Samson, and of course, former executive for the Marlins and the Nothing Personal podcast, CBS Sports HQ. David, always appreciate the insight, and looking forward to talking to you next time we talk. Hopefully, actually having actual games to talk about. That'd be fun.
Can't wait. Have a great day.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.